What's a realistic outcome in terms of learning for this program that we're collaborating on today?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the market is like any other profession. There's the textbook part that you've got to learn. There is the practical application that you've got to start applying. And there's a point of time of apprenticeship. And I would say that it normally takes an individual investor, you know, 1.5 to 2 years to really get to where they need to be making money consistently in a manner that's not taking shots or chances. And unfortunately, too many people are very successful in their chosen career, and they're about to retire, or they decide they're tired of what they're doing and they want to start trading. And they just think that because they've been successful somewhere else, they're automatically grandfathered into being successful as a trader. And it doesn't work that way. I mean, if those people would stop and think and say, hey, what did I have to do to become a successful whatever, lawyer? Well, I had to go to college. Then I had to go to law school. Then when I got out of law school, I had to take some type of apprenticeship type position. I mean, my name didn't go on the door of the place the day I finished law school. And then they had to get involved with some practical application, and they had to develop some experience. So for a lawyer, it might take you 8 or 10 years to get to that level. I'm not saying that the market's going to take 8 or 10 years. I don't think it takes nearly as long. But there is still the same process that you have to go through in the market, that same learning curve, that same experience curve that you have to go through with everything else. Just because you're a hell of a lawyer doesn't mean you're a good trader. It doesn't qualify you that way. And I think the quicker people realize that it's going to take a little time. It's not going to take forever. It's not even going to take a long time. It's going to take a little time. And there's a set path, a logical progressive path to going ahead and acquiring the textbook knowledge, acquiring the practical application and the experience that's necessary to become successful in trading as you would have to be successful in anything else.
And it's that path that we're going to map out together in this program.
Today in this program, we're going to map out the path. We can't run down the whole path today. I mean, it's way too much for that. We can at least lay out all the steps that need to be taken for the entire path. But that path, like I said, is going to take 1.5, 2 years if done properly.
So let's begin at the beginning of the path, understanding that individuals listening to this audio are going to vary tremendously in the degree of experience they have in investment. Some will feel they have quite some years of practice in the financial markets. Some will be complete beginners. Let's begin at the beginning and ask patience of those who have some experience and tell us in a very simple way,